Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about nerd versus spy. Well, let's go! Yes, friends, all these stupid tech CEOs and all these nerds from all these companies, they're so super smart, supposedly, but yet they can't tell when a stupid bitch is fucking with them. Yes, friends, all these stupid geeks, they marry all these young hot bitches. Yes, usually, probably, most likely, they are spies. Oh yes, these dumb fucking eggheads. Yeah, they think with their dicks when they see pussy, but with other shit, use your brain. But you know, when you nuts, your brain does lose some IQ, so what can you do? What can you do? Well, I don't know, stop being thirsty for one, but let me bring up the clip, friends. Yay! Yes, friends, you got this Russian femme fatale, and she's telling you how they do it over there to get these stupid-ass idiots. Yeah, when they see a fine piece of ass, me personally don't think she's pretty, but I guess pussy's pussy, right? Well, let's see what this bitch has to say, right? Well, let's roll.
Especially in Silicon Valley, where men are so easily, they're easily targeted because they're very, nerdish, kind of like maybe they're genius in IT and technology, but definitely not in dating.
Yes, these quote-unquote geniuses are thinking with their dick instead of using their big head. Yes, and then they get milked, not only for semen, but for their ideas. So yes, friends, this is what happens to these dumbasses. Yeah. So probably Bill Gates and all of these fucking nerds. Yeah, aren't they dating like Asian bitches? Like, isn't Zuckerberg married to some Asian bitch? Well, probably that's a fucking Chinese spy. But this is a Russian spy, supposedly. So let's see what other bullshit this chick has to say.
So they are very easy targets for those female agents who know how to manipulate on their own ego.
Hey friends, maybe you should pay attention to what she's saying. Yeah, maybe you're not a rich CEO of a tech company, but yeah, maybe these techniques are used on you by regular women. So yeah, don't trust women, they're liars. These bitches are pros, but the run-of-the-mill bitches, they still get you because they're evil. Not evil per se, is that you're naive and you think women are good people. And apparently they're not, so what are you gonna do, friends? I don't know. Well, let's continue.
Or their own, perception about themselves, how to do gaslighting, how to do whole love bombing. They're...
Yeah, look what the blonde black widow is saying. Yeah, these are things that you should pay attention to when women start doing this shit. She's probably trying to grift you. Yeah, you might not be a CEO or anything, but, you know, you do have your little pennies you have to protect. Or if you want to give it away, won't you give your money to me? I could use it. Just saying.
Like so many techniques, the Russian male agents who are very experienced, they would create a fake account of a female.
Oh, so I'm guessing Andrew Tate must have been one of these agents too. Because yeah, that guy was posing as a female and he started scamming all these dudes, thirsty dudes by the way, out of their money. Yeah, using dudes posing as ethots. Yeah, so guess you were fucking Andrew Tate. Enjoy. Anyways, let's get back to the show.
A beautiful, sexy, wearing bikini. So it's kind of eye-catchy.
Oh, okay. So you get catfished by a lying piece of shit. How fun that is, right? You trying to find love, and then you got these fucking pieces of shit posing as someone, as a love interest, and then you get fucked so they could milk you out of your secrets. Yeah, that is so fucked up. Fuck you, lady. Just saying.
Men are kind of very naive. If a beautiful girl striking the ego and telling, pretending also to be the victim...
Yeah, these stupid nerds have their Captain Save-A-Ho fucking instincts kick in, and they try to save these helpless ladies, and all it is a fucking trick, so they lower their guards and let these bitches in. Yeah, that's what happens. These guys are fucking dumbasses because they're thirsty. Yeah, they see a hot piece of dust and then they go, "Oh, ooh, pussy!" And like they never had it before, they fall for these bitches' fucking traps. So, yeah, what are you gonna do, nerds? I don't know, maybe, get yourself a prostitute. It'll be cheaper in the long run. Just saying.
I'm alone, I'm by myself, I'm a student, don't have money. Come on, like, this is all obviously fake, right?
Yes, unfortunately, it's us men. We try to fall for these stupid-ass tricks. Yes, because we want to believe, not that we're naive. I think deep down we know it's just that, you know, we want to fall in love. Because, you know, we do have this biological need for love and sex, which is fucked up. Thanks God or whoever the fuck's out there. Yeah, we just got fucked in the ass as men. Great, I guess we're gay in that respect, but whatever, let's continue.
Just an example, if I would like want to target you, I would give you compliments in the beginning and then say, but you know, in your article, you could add this and this and this, and like that information was not right or blah, blah, blah. You sort of have like this sort of doubts. Maybe I could put more information, maybe I could do more research or whatever.
Yes, friends, women are great infiltration units. You lower your guard because you see a nice pair of tits, and then you get fucked and raped. Yes, friends, what can you do? I don't know, maybe stop being thirsty. You would think. At least Elon Musk is doing something in the future now that he's done that one waifu chick, that Valentine chick, and now that he's doing that Optimus robot. Yeah, so all you gotta do is just put some silicone skin over it, and then you put one of those spinning robot pussies on that shit. Oh yes, that's one thing that I like about Elon Musk, that he's doing God's work. Something he's actually doing that's good for humanity. Not like the stupid Tesla cars. Those things are fucking death traps. But, yeah, I guess you can't be right all the time. That just means you're human. Yeah, but this guy thought he was like a machine or something. But, well, it don't matter, friends, because in the end of the day, everything's falling apart. So, yeah, it doesn't matter if you're getting spied on by Russia, China, or what. They're taking our secrets, and now we have nothing to Emma, take. Yes, friends, now these fuckers are going to be producing. And what is the United States going to be producing? Feminism and butt sex. Yay! And guess what, friends? Because of all that gay shit, we're getting all our dollars back. And that's when the fun time starts. Yay! So get ready, friends. Who knows? Maybe after the Civil War, we turn into Mad Max times. Oh, that'd be fun. At least I got my Camaro. What do you have, friend? Well, do you have your interceptor? I don't know. Well, hopefully everything doesn't turn into a nuclear holocaust. If it does, well, fuck yeah, let's become super mutants together. Anyways, so goodbye. Oh, friend, P.S. I was just looking at these sex dolls right now. It kind of like, damn, these things got super better. Because I had a sex doll way back when, probably is as old as TFM's, 8 years. I didn't like them because of the cold body. But now that I was looking into these, they even got like heating, warming things in them. What the fuck? And they move and all this shit? It's like, holy fuck. I actually like started looking into one, and the one that I want, I'm gonna have to make another video of this thing. Kind of like, it blew my mind. It's like, anyways, I gotta go, man. Right now, my mind is blown.
Hey, Emma, I like your post.
Later,
your
man.
Post really- I'm a real one, for real. Yeah, real fucking broke, real fucking loud, real fucking loose, real fucking irritating, and real fucking stupid. You bring home one more man with a neck tattoo, I'm sewing your pussy shut and mailing the key to Jesus.
Granny, why nobody take me serious?
Because every time you open your mouth, a lie, a moan, or an STD falls out. Bitch ain't shit serious about you but the smell.
Granny, keep on burning.
You're the reason they invented Plan B, penicillin, and restraining order. You ain't a hoe, bitch. You a fucking warning label.
I just made these homemade cookies from scratch.
Them cookies look so dry they need a whole jug of milk, too.
Maybe one of your seven baby daddy will come home with it, bitch.
Granny, you think I'm wife material? Bitch, you're barely mattress material. Only ring you'll get is around a fucking piss stain.
Granny, is it cool if I have a guy over tonight?
Another one. Bitch, the only difference between you and a rooster is a rooster says cock-a-doodle-doo and you say any fucking cock-a-doo.
Granny, I think I want to start an OnlyFans.
Hell, the whole fucking county done seen it for free already. Now your dumbass want to charge?